Are you ready? Let's talk about choosing failure. This will challenge you. Listen carefully and close your eyes. Now take a deep breath and breathe it out. Let's begin. Most people never consciously choose failure. That is what makes failure so dangerous. Human beings imagine failure as a dramatic moment, a visible collapse, a public humiliation, a final defeat everyone can clearly recognize. But most failure enters life quietly through small permissions repeated over time. The mind rarely announces, "I am choosing failure." Instead, the mind says, "I will start tomorrow. I am too overwhelmed right now. I cannot handle this today. I will return to it later." But there is another force hiding underneath many lives. Resistance. Resistance is not always loud or dramatic. Resistance often sounds reasonable. Resistance convinces people that avoiding discomfort is wisdom. Over time, the nervous system reorganizes life around escape rather than growth. And this happens so gradually that most people never recognize it while it is happening. The survivor promises to engage recovery fully, then stops speaking honestly, stops challenging distorted thoughts, stops confronting shame, stops risking vulnerability. First, these choices feel temporary and harmless, but the nervous system learns from repetition. Human beings become whatever they repeatedly practice. If you repeatedly practice avoidance, your mind becomes organized around avoidance. If you repeatedly practice retreat, your nervous system becomes organized around retreat. Eventually, resistance simply feels like personality. This is one of the great tragedies of human life. People surrender enormous parts of themselves without ever realizing surrender occurred. Recovery collapses quietly. The human mind adapts to lowered expectations with frightening speed. A person who once wanted healing begins settling for emotional survival. A person who once wanted truth begins settling for comfort. A person who once wanted transformation begins settling for excuses. And because the collapse happens gradually, the person often believes life is simply becoming more difficult rather than recognizing that resistance is taking control. Commitments threaten resistance, because commitments create accountability between the present self and the future self. A commitment says, "I will continue even when motivation disappears." Resistance hates those words. Resistance wants emotional decisions instead of disciplined decisions. Resistance wants the nervous system to obey fear, exhaustion, distraction, resentment, shame, and comfort. The moment discomfort appears, resistance immediately begins negotiating escape routes. People commit to recovery and then repeatedly avoid emotional work. They simply underestimate the power of repeated retreats. The nervous system always follows what is practiced most consistently. Trauma intensifies this even further. After betrayal, the nervous system becomes hypersensitive to discomfort, uncertainty, vulnerability, and emotional exposure. Recovery work begins feeling dangerous because recovery requires sustained confrontation with painful truth. The survivor unconsciously begins organizing life around emotional protection rather than emotional growth. Most people still believe they are trying. That is why awareness matters so much. A human being must eventually become honest enough to recognize patterns instead instead of isolated moments. One avoided task means little. But repeated avoidance becomes identity. Repeated retreat becomes character. Repeated surrender to resistance slowly reshapes an entire life. This recognition feels painful because the mind wants to preserve innocence about its own participation in suffering. Human beings prefer believing life simply happened to them. But maturity often begins when a person becomes willing to examine how fear, vulnerability, inconsistency, distraction, avoidance, and broken commitments quietly accumulated over time. Because the same process that slowly creates failure can also slowly create recovery. One disciplined action, repeated consistently, changes the nervous system. One commitment honored during discomfort changes the nervous system. Transformation rarely arrives dramatically. Human beings are shaped through repeated choices, almost too small to notice in the moment. A person who recognizes resistance can confront it. But a person unaware of these patterns may spend years quietly building a life organized around retreat, while still believing the problem exists entirely outside the self. And perhaps that is the deepest danger of all. The most devastating failures are often not chosen consciously. They are chosen passively, one surrender at a time, until the person finally wakes up, surrounded by the consequences of choices they never realized they were making. You are a survivor. You can do this. You are stronger than you know. You can choose recovery.